the following. It was at Mount Zion Church in April 1965.
Chapter of Zechariah, and beginning at the seventh verse and reading to the end of the chapter, reading three verses. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn mine hand upon the little one. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off of thou, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. In the 13th chapter of Zechariah. May we look to the Lord and the word of God. We come, gracious Father, once more, we feel that we are greatly highly blessed. To be enabled to be assembled here one more time, where prayer is going to be made, where that thou wilt enable thy people to praise and adore and to exalt thy great and holy name, for thy goodness and thy mercy and thy long suffering unto them and unto their brethren, ever since the world began. Because we realize that thou art the only true and living God who has declared the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying that my counsel shall stand and I will do all for my pleasure. Somehow, O Lord, thou hast given us grace. Thou hast so taught us that we believe that thou hast infinite wisdom, infinite power, glory, and that thou doest all things exactly according as thou art pleased to do them, and that none of thy creatures have any right to question thee, or say, what doest thou, or why dost thou do as thou do. But we realize, the Lord, how weak we are in the flesh sometimes, that thy ways are so much higher than our way, that so far as our flesh is concerned, we cannot understand. But when we are, as we sometimes feel, that we are blessed to be clothed in our right minds and at the feet of our Savior, then we are perfectly at ease, and to know that whatsoever thou dost do, it is right and it is good. Thou knowest and hast declared what tomorrow shall bring, even what the next moment shall bring. And we do not know anything concerning these things, except as we live from one moment to the next and see the manifestation of thy will and thy purpose. Lord, we are blessed to come together this morning. We hope that it might be, we would pray thee, but it is thy will that we might be blessed to worship thee. To worship thee in spirit and in truth. Not to try to contend for anything except what thou hast revealed in thy word. Not to try to add to or take away from those things that thou hast delivered unto thy people, The Lord our bless us to the good in thy sight, to where we may contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered to the faith. Wilt thou, O Lord, give us the proper feeling, proper sense and understanding that as we come before thee, we cannot come in our own name or in our own strength, but rather in the name of that very one whom thou didst send into this world to redeem us from all of our sins, and who through thy blessed Spirit is made known unto us as our Redeemer and our Savior. Therefore, O Lord, as we come seeing and realizing the greatness of our God, that his throne is above everything else, we come with a sense of fear and awe, though we come in the name of our blessed Savior. We come praying, Father, that thy will be done. We would not try to tell thee what thou oughtest to do or what we think is best, because we don't know, and we realize that we don't know. But we come therefore, O Lord, hoping and desiring that we might be perfectly resigned to the dispensation of thy providential dealings with us. And whether it is contrary to the things that are present to our flesh and our carnality, that we might still say the Lord good all things well. So God remember us, for thou knowest what we are, what we need. Be with us all the way through of the remaining days of our pilgrimage here in this world, that we might, O Lord, be led in thy Spirit and kept by thy mighty power, that we might in all of our thinking, all of our consideration, in all things with which we are concerned, that we might be blessed, O Lord, to inquire at thy throne what thou wouldst have us to do. Because we realize we're so weak, we don't know which way to go, nor what to do, nor how to do it. But wilt thou, Lord, lead us? Wilt thou give us that faith which can only come from thee, that we shall not rashly do things without in some way being concerned about what is the Lord's will? And so, gracious God, lead us as we continue to live in this world. Some of us are believing, and we don't. Because sometimes we have desire in our flesh things which we thought we must have. We thought that these were the only things that would do us any good, and that would give us any pleasure and joy in peace. And sometimes when thou hast been pleased to give us the things that we desired most, we found there was death in the pot. But thou hast always healed. Thou hast always healed. Thou hast always given us grace which has been sufficient for us. We have that promise, O God, so written in our hearts and in our inward parts, that thou hast said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Lo, I am with thee all the way, even unto the end of the world. So give us, O God, in these frightful days, in these days when we see our fellow citizens not concerned that we have a God in heaven that doeth all things. Will thou, Lord, give us that we might be concerned, that we might be have the spirit of prayer indicted in our hearts, that we might come confessing before thee not only our individual sins, but the sins of our nation, and Friday the students go to the Italy in the way that God has come. We were the Father, and we come this day before you. And it seems good to thee to give us a little relief to thy spirit, that we might for a little while be lifted above these things of our present life, these mundane things. And we might be lifted up and enabled through grace and the faith which thou dost give us to look beyond life and death and rejoice. And soon we shall come to the end of the immortal thing at thine own time. Then we shall be brought through that grace, through that promise, through that redemption that is ours through our blessed Redeemer. We shall be brought into the fullness of the things that we have only a little foretaste of, just a little dim view. O Lord, give us grace, therefore, as we live from this hour to that hour, that we might trust implicitly in thee, and not try to trust in our own self. Remember the sick and afflicted among us, Lord, and know that there's some this morning that who has longed to be with us, and who said that they felt that they couldn't come because of some physical disability, but all that keep them in their hearts with this idea, that they might rejoice, that they might be able to worship thee where they are, and praise thy name, and feel thy presence, and exalt thy name above us. Be with us, Father, all the way through this apostolic journey. May thy name have all the praise, the honor, and the glory, forever and ever, we thank to thee. Somewhere, reading sometimes my thoughts were directed to this scripture. And it came into my mind this morning, without too very much to borrowed many dozens of names to the prophets and prophets throughout the scripture. David said, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. And that's the very shepherd that the sword is behind the way again. He declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection of the dead. He was declared to be the Son of God in this world by the testimony that came from heaven, as he got visited, you remember, by the testimony of Peter, James, and